亲爱的主内弟兄姐妹朋友们，主内平安。那我们一起聆听神赐给我们的宝贵话语，请我们一起翻开箴言第十四章第三十一到三十四节。第三十一节，欺压贫寒的是母弱造他的主，怜悯穷乏的乃是尊敬主。恶人在所行的恶上必被推倒，义人临死有所投靠。智慧存在聪明人心中，愚昧人心里所存的显而易见。公义使邦国高举，罪恶是人民的羞辱。读经到此。
我们谢谢江弟兄为我们读这段的经文。我们这时候就要请邱德牧师来上台来为我们传讲今早的信息。那他要基于箴言书第十四章三十四节来传讲，这个题目就是什么能使国家尊大。我们请邱牧师。
Today is National Day.
今天是国庆日。
And how we thank the Lord for all these 50 years of independence.
我们实在要感谢神，我们在过去这五十年的独立。
I think there's cause for rejoicing and celebration.
我感认为是实在是有需要来欢庆来感恩。
Thank God for a clean and honest government.
我们为着有廉明的政府，我们感谢神。
And I think that's one reason why we have peace and prosperity in our land.
我也认为这就是为什么其中一个主要的原因，为什么我们会有和平，会有进步在我们的国土里面有这些事情。
Confucius was asked the question, "What makes a good government?"
孔子曾经被人问过我们什么能够使到一个政府就是是良善是好的。
There's three things.
三方面。
One, government must provide food.
首先政府必须供应人们的这个饮食。
Number two, the government must build a strong army.
第二就是政府必须建立强大的军队。
And three, government must gain the trust of the people.
第三方面，政府必须获得人民的信任。
He says the third one is the most important.
他说第三方面是最重要的。
And so what does the Bible say about what makes a nation great?
那圣经又怎么说呢？到底什么能够使到国家来尊大呢？
How to gain the trust of the people?
怎么样来使到人民能够信任呢？
I think the Bible is very clear here. God tells us this principle, the principle of righteousness.
我们看到圣经很清楚在这里圣经清楚告诉了我们一个定律，就是关于公义的这样的一个定律。
In verse 34 of Proverbs chapter 14,
就在箴言书第十三章十四章三十四节
says righteousness exalted a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people.
在箴言十四章三十四节这么说，公义使邦国高举，罪恶是人民的羞辱。
And so it is not might that is right.
因此不是说有强大的力量才是正确的。
It is rather right that is might.
而是必须是有公义才有能力。
So it's not size or population or money or manpower.
那因此不是国家的大小人民的多少钱财还有人力的多少来决定。
It is uprightness, honesty, integrity.
而是必须是要有正直清廉诚实守信来支持这些。
So people are asking right now, well, will Singapore survive another 50 years?
那因此我们有许多人都问说，到底新加坡能够继续存留另外50年吗？
Well, if we want to survive and succeed for another 50 years, if God were to wait and Jesus tarries in his coming,
那如果我们仍要存留多50年啊，如果就是主耶稣还没有再来的的话呢，
Then we must fulfill this divine principle of righteousness.
那么我们就必须来就是履行这个关于公义的这样的一个定律。
Righteousness exalteth a nation.
公义是邦国高举。
In order to be righteous, what must a nation do? What must a nation be?
那要来履行公义的话，一个国家必须做些什么？一个国家必须具备什么条件？
First, a nation to be righteous must fear God.
首先，一个国家若要秉行公义的话，他必须是就是敬畏神。
The best form of government is not democracy.
最好的这个政治形态呢，不是民主。
Neither is it communism.
也不是共产。
It is theocracy. In other words, it must be government under God.
那必须是神主，也就是说一个政府屈服在神的带领下。
And one good example of a nation under God would be the nation of Israel.
那一个很好的例子关于是一个就是在神的带领下的国度，那就是以色列国。
Not modern Israel, but ancient Israel.
我们不是说现代的以色列，而是在古时的以色列国。
Modern Israel today is quite atheistic and anti-God.
今天现代的以色列国其实是无神的甚至是反对神的。
But ancient Israel, especially under King David, was a godly nation under God, and it was a nation which became great and prospered.
那在古时的以色列，特别是在大卫时代，大卫权下的以色列，那他们是敬畏神，那因此这样他们享受国泰民安，享受各样的福裕。
And so in Psalm 33, if you turn to Psalm 33,
那因此在诗篇第33篇，那请大家翻到诗篇33篇。
It says here in verse 12,
33篇第12节。
Verse 12 and 13.
十二十三两节
says here, blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, and the people whom he hath chosen for his inheritance.
诗篇三十三篇十二节是不是说，以耶和华为神的那国是有福的，他所拣选为自己产业的那民是有福的。
And so in verse 16 and 17, the king must not trust in his own strength,but in the strength of God.
那因此在十六十七节这边就告诉说，君王不应该是靠着自己的力量，而是必须信靠神。
Verse 16 says, there is no king saved by the multitude of an host. A mighty man is not delivered by much strength. A horse is a vain thing for safety. Neither shall he deliver any by his great strength.
十六十七节这么说，君王不能因兵多得胜，勇士不能因力大得救，靠马得救的是枉然的，马也不能因力大救人。
So how is a king or a nation delivered? Verse 18, Behold, the eye of the Lord is upon them that fear him, upon them that hope in his mercy.
那到底一个国度应该是怎么样来得蒙救赎呢？那就在第十八节告诉我们说， 耶和华的眼目看顾敬畏他的人和仰望他慈爱的人。
And so in the history of Israel, we find Israel being delivered from his enemies and from all kinds of oppression. And the Lord also gave good success in time of war. Why? Because, not because Israel was many or was strong. It was a small nation. It was because God was with them, fought their battles, and that's why they won.
那因此我们看到说在这个古时的以色列他们之所以就是能够胜过一切外来的侵害，胜过一切的这些困难，这些问题，能够战胜一切，那不是因为他们人多力大，不是因为他们有很大的国土很强大的军队，而是他们像这十八节所说的他们是敬畏神，他们仰望神神替他们来征战，神为他们征战。
And also it's not because of the faithfulness of the nation. We find on many occasions it's due to the faithfulness of God that the nation of Israel is kept and preserved.
而且不是因着他们的对神的信实，反过来很多时候我们是看到说是因着神的信实，那因此以色列被得蒙保守，被存留下来。
And so because God had chosen the nation of Israel to be his nation, while the Lord is keeping an eye on this nation still, even today.
那因此我们看到说是神他拣选了以色列，那么因此他就是把他保守下来，那看顾着他，那即使是今天我们看到说以色列还是蒙神所保守的。
And yes, Israel, who had sinned against God, met with God's judgment and punishment.
的确，以色列，他们得罪了神，干犯了神，那因此他们面对神所带给他们的刑罚。
They rejected their Messiah, crucified him on the cross, and said, "Let his blood be on us and on our children."
他们把弥赛亚给钉死在十字架上，他们甚至说让这个罪就是归到他们身上和他们子子孙孙的身上。
So God dealt with them accordingly, according to His righteousness, they were chastised.
那因此神就按照他们所行的来就是来对付他们，来刑罚他们啊。因此他们神就按照他的公义来施行这样的一个审判。
But God never forgot His promise to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
然而神却没有忘记他对就是亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各所立下的应许。
God never forgot his promise to bring them back into the land.
神也没有忘记他曾经应许说要把他们带回他们的国土。
So after 1,900 years of scattering and dispersion, God finally brought them back into their homeland, the land of Israel, today in Palestine,And that happened in 1948.
那因此经过了大概1900多年的时光，那他们被挪移分散在各处。那但是神没有忘记他的应许，那就结果就把他们再次的召回到他所要应许给他们的这个土地，就在1948年的那个时候，他们回到这个应许地。
And the surrounding nations didn't like it. They wanted to destroy this fledgling nation of Israel now back in the land.
那周围的国家都不喜欢这事。那他们就是想要就是来加害于这个刚刚回到这个国土上的这个国家。
But in 1967, when the powerful armies of Egypt and Jordan and Syria attacked Israel and wanted to push Israel into the Mediterranean Sea, how God mightily delivered this young nation just back in the land, quite weak, but God saved the nation and Israel defeated her enemies in 6 days.
那我们就看到说在1967年，那当这些周边的国家在埃及、约旦这些带领下，他们原想是把 以色列给逼出啊，甚至是把他们驱逐到这个地中海啊的当中。但是我们看到说，神施恩保守，让以色列战胜了这些的仇敌，继续的就是经过了那六日战争存留下来。
So it's all because of God.
一切都因着神。
And God wants Israel to return back to Him, to fear Him with all their heart.
神要以色列来回转，来归向他，来对他存在心中存敬畏。
But if they still don't repent, they will continue to be war.
如果他们不悔改，就会继续有征战。
There's still no peace in the land.
因为就将在地面上就不会有平安。
And we know from the Bible that in the future there'll be great wars, even a great tribulation that will come upon the nation of Israel.
那我们从圣经我们知道说甚至在将来会有很大的征战，那会有那大逼迫，那就在以色列地 的地图上。
And then when finally they bow before God and then cry out to him for deliverance, then the Lord will show mercy and the Lord Jesus Christ will come back, their Messiah will come back and then save the whole nation on the final dayAt the Battle of Armageddon.
那直到他们最后屈膝向神来呼求呼求他们这位他们的拯救他们的神，那神就会垂听他们祷告，神就会就是来救拔他们，那就是直到就是战胜他的仇敌就使到一切都被击败，让他们能够享受平安。那这就是在那哈米基多敦的大战。
So at that time, their eyes will be opened.
到时候他们的眼将会睁开。
They will humble themselves before God.
他们就会在神的面前来谦卑。
And bow their knees to the Lord Jesus Christ.And believe on him as their Lord and Savior.
他们将会向他们的主耶稣基督来屈膝，来接受，来相信他就是他们的救赎主。
Then when they begin to fear God once again and worship the Lord Jesus Christ Himself, their Messiah and their Savior, then there'll be great prosperity and peace, not only in the land but in the whole world for 1,000 years.
那因此他们就会来敬畏神，来服侍神。那么因着这样他们将享受平安，那就在这地图上来享受神所赐的各样的福音，不单是在这个以色列的国土上，就是整个世界将会享受平安1,000年。
So if we as a nation also want to enjoy peace and prosperity, God says you must be a righteous nation.Under me, and you must fear God, fear me, and not any God, but the God of the Bible.
那因此，如果我们要就是享受神所给我们的福气，那么神的话语告诉我们说，那你就必须是屈服在我的公义正直的底下，那么。不是你必须来信靠神，不是信靠任何的神，而是信靠神，信靠圣经所启示的这位真神。
Thank God that in our government, in our parliament, there are those who are believers, those who are Christians.
我们感谢神在我们的政府领袖的当中他们当中有一些是基督徒。
Please pray for them.
要特别为他们来祷告。
That they will bear a good witness and testimony for God and for the Lord Jesus Christ.
好叫他们能够就是为主做美好的见证，成为神的美好的一个见证。
When they contribute to the government and they contribute to the leadership of this country, they will lead according to Christian principles.
好叫他们能够就是在这个政府当中来贡献。那当他们在带领国家治理国家的事情上他们能够按照 就是圣经所教导，按照基督徒圣经的这个原则来行事。
Yes, Christian principles that come from the Bible, which is applicable to all.
那就是按照圣经所启示的啊，这些给基督徒的这样的一些原则，其实这些都是适用于每一个人的。
So it brings us to the next point: the fear of God must cause us to obey the commandment or the law of God.
然后我们就进入另外一点，就是我们对神的敬畏啊，必须引导我们要愿意来服从神的吩咐。
Where does righteousness come from?
到底公义存在哪里呢
？It's not plucked out of thin air.
啊，不是在就是虚渺无的空气中。
It cannot be from man.Because man is corrupt and sinful,
而也不是来自于人，因为人已经是完全败坏充满的罪恶。
It must come from God.
它必须是从神而来。
And God has given to us His law.
神已经把他的律法赐给了我们。
So if a nation is to be exalted in righteousness, it must be a nation governed by the law of God.
那因此一个国度若要是按照公义被高举的话，那它必须是一个愿意遵行神的律法的国度。
And there's great blessing in obeying God's law, in following God's law.
那我们知道说遵行神的吩咐，按照神的律法来行事，是能够领受许多的福气的。
We know the Ten Commandments.
我们都知道十条诫命。
The Ten Commandments are given to the world.
十条诫命是给全世界的。
Of course, it's given to us Christians as believers.
当然是先给我们这些基督徒这些信靠神的人。
And when we obey the commandments of God, and the Lord prospers us and blesses us, when we keep God's commandment, we serve as an example.A beacon of God's light to the world, that they themselves, if they follow this law, they would experience blessing in the land.
那如果我们来遵行这些的十条的诫命的话，那因着这样，神就赐福于我们，那我们就成为神吩咐的一个见证，那使到其他的人也能够愿意来施行遵行这些，那我们就成为神真理的一盏明灯，来见证神，来使到我们都能够蒙受神的福气。
There's blessing because God's law is protective of humanity.
我们知道说神的这个神的话语是带有福气的，是因为神的话语是保护保护人类的。
And it's protective because God's law is full of justice and equity or fairness.
那它就是维护我们人群，是因为它充满着公义公平。
For example, we find that in God's law there is such a law called the law of retribution or the law of just punishment.
那就举一个例子我们就知道说在神的这个律法当中，就是有这样的一个，就是说必须是按照所行的来领受合宜的这个审判合宜的这个责罚。
For instance, if you look at Exodus chapter 21,
举个例子，我们如果看出埃及记第二十一章。
Exodus 21 verse 23,
出埃及记第二十一章第二十三节。
It says here, and if any mischief follow, then thou shalt give life for life, eye for eye, tooth for tooth, hand for hand, foot for foot, burning for burning, wound for wound, stripe for stripe.
那出埃及记第二十一章二十三到二十五节这么说，若有别害，就要以命偿命，以眼还眼，以牙还牙，以手还手，以脚还脚，以肉还肉，以伤还伤，以打还打。
Now this is not for personal vengeance.
那这不是让我们自己私自的去施行报仇。
This law, the law of retribution, is given to the judge.
那这样的一个吩咐，这样的一个律法是赐给那做审判官的。
Telling the judge that whatever punishment is meted out for any crime, it must be just, it must be fair. A life for a life, eye for an eye, tooth for a tooth. Don't overjudge or overpunish, don't underpunish. It must be fair.
那是要告诉做审判官的，让他们知道说，那若有任何的刑罚，他必须是按照所犯的，恶意的来受到责罚，就是以眼还眼，以牙还牙，以命偿命。那不能够超过这样的一个所当受的刑罚，也不能够低过，就是要有一个公义的审判。
50-50 justice.
55-55的这样的一个平衡的审判。
Surely this can only come from a righteous God who is full of justice.
那这样的事情是只有能够从这位公义的神，因为他充满着公义而来。
And then there's also what we call the law of restitution, of just payment.
那另外我们也看到说还有这样的一个律法，就是关于适合合宜的这个回报的这样的一个律法。
And this we find in Exodus chapter 22.
那我们就在出埃及记第22章看到
Verse 1
第一节
says here, if a man shall steal an ox or a sheep and kill it or sell it, he shall restore 5 oxen for an ox and 4 sheep for a sheep.
那第一节就告诉我们说，人若偷牛或羊，无论是宰了是卖了，他就要以5牛赔1牛，4羊赔1羊。
And then you look at verse 4.
我们来看第四节。
If the theft be certainly found in his hand alive, whether it be ox or ass or sheep, he shall restore double.
那人若所，若，对不起，第四节说，若他所偷的或牛或驴或羊仍在他手下存活，他就要加倍赔还。
I think this is very wise and very fair and very just. Right, restitution for someone who has lost property because of theft.
那我相信我认为这是一个很公平、公义的这样的一个吩咐，这样的一个安排。那特别是一些当他失去了财富的一些人，他能够得到公平的这样的一个赔偿。
Someone steals your ox, and then he sells it, or has eaten it. Then the thief must pay back how many times? 5 oxen.
如果有人偷了你的牛，那他把它卖了，或者是他把它吃了，那他必须偿还多少呢？就是偿还5头牛。
If it's a sheep, then 4 times. 4 sheep, pay back 4.
如果是羊的话，那就偿还4倍。
But if the ox or ass or sheep is still alive, right, not sold off, not killed, then you pay back 2, all right, double.
那如果是所偷的牛、驴、羊，仍然还活着，就在你手下的话呢，那他就是要加倍的赔还，也就是说，赔双倍。
That is very fair.
这是很公平的。
But there's a law of mankind that says if you steal, then your hand must be chopped off.
我们知道说，在从人而来的一些律法。 我们所知道的有一些是这样教导说，如果你偷的话，就要把手给砍断。Is
that fair?
这样子公平吗？
I think that's very unjust.
我想这是很不公平的。One
chicken costs how much?
一只鸡值多少？
Maybe $10, $12.
可能10块钱，12块钱。
My hand costs how much?
我的手又值多少呢？
You see, laws that come and punishment that comes from men can be very extreme and unfair and unjust because there's no justice in us.
那如果从人来的这些律法，那这些刑罚，可能是很不公义，就是很不公道的。 因为他是从人而来的，人根本没有公义。
But our God is full of justice, full of righteousness.
然后我们的神却是充满着公义，他是公平的神。
Even in his judging and in his punishment, you see his righteousness.
即使是看到说他在审判他在施行他的刑罚的时候，他仍然是就是持守着公义的。
So God gives us His law so that we might apply it in our lives, in our society, so that our society will be a safe place to dwell in, to live in.
那神就把他的律法赐给了我们，好叫我们能够把它应用在我们的社群的当中，那好叫我们的这个社群能够真的是适于我们存留下来。
And thankfully, insofar as Singapore's law is concerned, our Singapore law is pretty much is quite close to biblical law, the law of God.
我们实在要感谢神啊！我们看到说，新加坡的律法有许多地方都是相当接近于。圣经所教导的接近神所启示的律法。
Because Singapore law is based upon British law.
因为新加坡的律法是就是延续就是英国的这个律法。
British law is based upon Roman law.
英国的律法又是延续这个罗马的律法。
And Roman law is based upon the law of Moses, law of God.
罗马的律法其实就是基于摩西的律法，就是基于神的律法。
That's why a life for life, capital punishment.
那因此我们看到说以命偿命啊，这是就是有这样的一个需要被施行绞刑的这样的一个刑法。
So if you commit murder, you kill a man intentionally, well, you life for life, you pay with your life, the death sentence.
那因此如果你就是犯了谋杀的罪你蓄意杀人，那你就是必须用命来偿还。
So that's very protective of humanity and society.
那这是实在是保护人类和社群的。
You don't take life lightly. Life is sacred. You better not take someone else's life because your life will be required of you.
你不蓄意的来取性命，因为人的性命是神圣的，那你不蓄意的来夺取。别人的生命。
That will keep a nation and a society safe if they abide and follow the law of God. I pray Singapore will continue in following God's law.
那这样的律法就是能够使到人、使到社群受到适当的保护。那我希望我们国家能够继续就是持守这样的一个基于神的话语、神律法。的这样的一个司法制度。
So the law of God restrains evil in the land.
那因此神的律法就是拦阻这些邪恶的事情在地面上来施行。
So something negative, a negative that prevents something from going from bad to worse.
那是一个就是拦阻就是拦阻不让一个已经本来就是坏。的东西继续邪恶下去。
But we need something that is positive.
而我们却需要有正面的的这个法则。
And this leads us to our third point.
那这就让我们进入第三点。
How can a nation be great through righteousness?
那一个国家要怎么样才能够尊大才能够接着这个公义来得到尊大。
The nation is to be righteous, it must be full of righteous people.
一个国家若必须若要就是存有公义，那它必须在当中必须有很多就是秉行公义的人。
And this righteousness can only come through the gospel, the good news of Jesus Christ.
那这样的一个公义只能够从神的福音从耶稣基督的福音当中得到。
And this kind of righteousness must come by faith.
这样的一个公义必须是凭着信心得到的。
Believing, trusting in the Lord Jesus Christ.
要来信靠来就是归信耶稣基督。
And Romans 1:17 tells us faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God.
那罗马书一章十七节就告诉我们说，信心是从听道而来，听道是从神的话语而来。
From faith to faith, the just, the righteous must live by faith.
就是从信心到信心，那么那些公义的必须凭着信心来继续存留。
And it would be a wonderful thing and a great blessing indeed if more and more people in the country believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and become Christians, know how to fear God, obey His commandments, and spread righteousness.
那是何等美好的一件事情！如果越来越多人在这个国土上能够来明白福音，来遵循神的话语，那就继续的来行公义，那这个公义就能够存留在这地面上。
So if the Lord is to bless Singapore, there must be the liberty of the gospel, liberty for the gospel.
那因此，我们若要神继续赐福给新加坡的话，那这个国家的律法必须让福音继续的自由的被传开。Freedom
to evangelize.
让我们能够自由的来传扬福音。To
share the good news of Jesus Christ.
好像我们能够来分享，与人分享耶稣基督的福音。
Because the only way that can make a people righteous is through the good news of Jesus Christ, how Jesus died for our sins on the cross, shed His precious blood for our forgiveness, our redemption, and how He was buried on the third day, rose from the dead, so that by believing on Him, we can have eternal life.
那我们若是要有公义在人的身上的话，那他们必须听到福音，让他们知道说。 耶稣基督为着我们的罪死在十字架上，让他们来信靠耶稣，借着耶稣的宝血来洗清他们的罪。因为耶稣从死里复活，战胜一切的死亡，好叫他们能够得到这永生的生命。Thank
God we have the freedom to preach the gospel in Singapore.
我们感谢神，让我们在新加坡能够自由地来传扬福音。And
so we find in our country the Christian population increasing through the years.
因此我们看到说，在我们国家里面，基督徒的人数就是一年一年的增加。
In 1990, the census tells us there was 12.7% Christian in the country.
那透过1990年的这个统计，那就是我们所得的资料，就是告诉我们说，在新加坡有12.7%的人口是基督徒。
In the year 2000, 14.6%.
在2000年的时候是14.6%.
And then in the year 2010, right, just 5 years ago, well, it has increased to 18.3%.
那在2010年，就是在五年前， 那这个数目字就增加到18.3%.
Now we are 2015. How many percentage of Christians in Singapore today? I think the number must have gone up.
那今天我们已经是进入2015年，那么到底新加坡有多少人口是基督徒呢？我相信那数目字应该是继续的升高。So
compared to other countries, the percentage of Christianity of Christians in Singapore is quite high.
那与其他的国家来相比较的话呢，在新加坡信靠耶，就是相信基督，就是基督，在新加坡基督徒的人数。 跟人口比呢，是比其他国家来的高的。I
think this is one of the reasons why Singapore is blessed.
我想这是其中一个主要的原因，为什么新加坡蒙受福气。This
is liberty for the gospel.
因为有传福音的自由。And
what made the United States great? Well, it was due to Christianity, due to Christians, due to their faith in the Bible and in the Lord Jesus Christ.
而美国过去的美国他们为什么会强大呢？这也就是因为基督教被带入的当中，因着他们的这样的一个对神的信靠，他们因此蒙福气。
We know that the United States Its constitution all were drafted by believers, the pilgrims, and how they say, in God we trust.
我们知道说，当时候的美国，就是他们的这些宣法，他们的这些宣章，都是由信徒、由清教徒他们所拟定的。那他们都说他们是信靠神的人。
There was the fear of God.
他们对神有敬畏。
There was the law of God.
那他们也有神的律法在当中。
There was this freedom, liberty for the gospel.
那他们也有自由，就是自由地来传扬福音。
That was what made the United States great.
这就是使到美国强大的因素。
But the America today is trying to dismantle all these strong foundations and is becoming weaker and weaker morally.
而今天的美国，他们就一再的在那边来摧毁这些坚固的这些基石，那么他们就是越来越在道德上越来越败坏了。
No more the fear of God.
已经不再敬畏神了。
No more the law of God.
不再有神的律法了。
And even the gospel will be curbed in the future.
那甚至是福音在将来可能也会被受到这个辖制。
We are seeing the United States heading to that direction.
我们看到美国就是朝向这样的一个方向来行走。
And that's why it's becoming morally weaker and weaker. It will one day be judged by the Lord. The whole system will and must collapse.
那因此他们就是一天一天的道德的沦丧。那有一天，美国将要面对神公义的审判。那这就是他们最后就是要没落。
The United States of yesteryear of the past is good to follow, but the America of today, we should not follow.
那古时的过去的这个美国是一个良好的榜样，是我们当效法的。而今天的美国却不是我们可以效法的。We
should follow the scriptures.
我们必须遵着神的话语来行。
I pray the Lord by His grace will cause us to be a God-fearing nation.
我这样子祷告，我就是期盼说，我们的国度能够敬畏神。
A nation that will abide by God's law.
我们的国度将会成为一个愿意遵行神律法的国度。
A nation that will grant great liberty and freedom for the preaching of the gospel.
我们的国度能够继续让我们能够自由自在地来传扬福音。
And then God will bless.
那这样子神必定会赐福。
God Singapore will survive.
新加坡就能够存留,
and we will succeed.
而我们也会继续成功,
by the grace of God.
是靠着神的恩典。
Let us pray.
我们一起祷告。
Our Father in heaven, we pray for our nation this 50th year.
天父上帝, 我们要为着我们的国家, 来祷告, 为着在过去的这50年, 里面。
Grant to our leaders the fear of God in their hearts.
我们求主让我们的领袖在心中, 就是有这样的一个敬畏你的心。
They will have a high regard for thy law.
他们会好叫他们能够高举你的律法。
They will be favorable to the gospel.
好叫他们就是能够继续让我们能够自由地来传福音。
Help us as Christians to be good witnesses and testimonies for thee.
求主也帮助我们成为一个美好的基督徒，让我们能够成为美好见证，能够来见证你。
And we pray, O Lord, for thy kingdom. May thy kingdom come very soon.
我们也为着你的国度来祈求，愿你的国尽快的降临。
In Jesus' name.
我们奉靠耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.